بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنا ما علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, it is once again a pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great ni'mah from Allah azza wa jal that He had gathered us here tonight, being part of the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being part of the worshippers of Allah azza wa jal, being from those who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him is no doubt a great ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jal does not grant to many people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants this dunya to those who He loves and those that He does not love. So the dunya, the wealth of this dunya and the comfort of this dunya is granted to those who Allah loves, and it's also granted to those who Allah does not love. And that's why you'll see a lot of non-Muslims, a lot of those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, have a good comfort in this dunya. Not because Allah Azza wa Jal loves them, He gave them that comfort, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that comfort to those who He loves and those who He doesn't love. But there's one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give to those who He loves subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's Islam. When Allah Azza wa Jal loves someone, Allah will give them Islam. And that's why being a Muslim is a sign that Allah loves you. Being a Muslim is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Because that's one thing that He Almighty and Glory will only grant to those who subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So this ni'mah of Islam is only granted to those who Allah loves. But anything else in this dunya, wealth, money, cars, worldly things, status, respect, fame, strength, these are all things that are given to those who Allah Azza wa Jal will grant to those who He loves and those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love. But Islam is only to those who Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And from the beauty of Islam, from the pillars of Islam, as we know, the pillars of Islam are many pillars. And from amongst the most important pillar in Islam, which is the salah, the prayer. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, and its pillar, it's the salah. Referring to what? Wa'amuduha al-Islam. Wa'amuduha, referring to Islam as the salah. And the pillars of this religion is salah. Wa'amuduha, which is Islam, as-salah. And the pillars of this deen is salah, the prayer. Which our topic tonight, inshallah, will be focused on a very important question to those who do not pray and those who neglect their prayers. I want to ask that question is, why don't you pray? And I really want to know the answer, because it is a very important question. As to me, salah is my life. Why? Because I'm a Muslim. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he makes it clear that the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal will question His servant in the hereafter, when the servant of Allah will stand in front of Allah, and that's a stance that every single one of us will stand. a moment that every single one of us will experience. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam makes it clear that the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal will question his servant when he stands in front of him and before him in the hereafter is the salah. The first thing that Allah will ask you about before your siyam, before your zakah, before anything else is the salah. So what did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say? فَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ الْعَمَلِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ الْعَمَلِ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then continues and says that the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal will question his servant in the hereafter is the salah. If the servant of Allah succeeds and passes the question of the salah, then the rest of the actions will succeed and the rest of the actions he will pass. But if he fails, he fails in the rest of the questions. If he passes the first question, which is the salah, he will pass in the rest of the questions. If he fails, he fails in the rest of the questions. And when we talk about the questions, it's not a question of an answer. It's about your actions that will speak at that time. Did you pray? Did you pray? This is the question that Allah will ask you. You lived for this length, or you lived for this number of years. Did you pray in those years? Did you perform the salah in those years? Did you pray the 5 daily prayers in those years? These are the questions that Allah will ask. Did you pray? We'll make it very clear to you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to you, you lived for 20 years. Did you pray in those years? You lived for 30 years. Did you pray in those 30 years? Every single day, 5 daily prayers. You lived for 50 years. Did you pray in those 50 years? You lived for 60 or 70 or 80 or 100 years. Did you pray 5 daily prayers in each day of those years? These are the questions that Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask you. If you did, then the rest of the actions, inshallah, will go correct and the rest of the actions will pass. If you didn't, then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam makes it very clear. If the answer is incorrect, then the rest of the actions are incorrect. In other words, if you fail in the salah, you fail in the rest of the actions. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, the salah, the prayer, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam had been established and founded on 5 main pillars. The first pillar is al-Shahada, to testify that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And then the salah. The salah, the prayer. The salah, the prayer. 5 daily prayers. 5 daily prayers during the day and night, during 24 hours, starting from the morning fajr, then noon al-dhuhr, then in the afternoon al-asr, then when the sun sets in the evening at maghrib, and then the last prayer of the day, isha. 5 daily prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to perform in their time. It must be prayed in their times. And Allah Azza wa Jal in over 70 verses in the Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the prayer. 70 times. 70 times the prayer is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Why? Why does Allah mention the prayer 70 times? Isn't it enough to be mentioned once? It's enough to be mentioned once. It's one book. All Allah Azza wa Jalla needs is to mention the prayer once. But Allah mentions the prayer over 70 times. What does that tell us? It tells us the importance of that prayer. Why would Allah mention the prayer 70 times if the prayer wasn't that important? That's why the prayer is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized on the prayer in the Quran al-Kareem over 70 times. So the salah, my brothers and sisters. And I ask my brother and sister that does not pray, why don't you pray? Why don't you pray? When you know the prayer is so important, when you know the prayer is the pillars of your religion, you lose that pillar, you lose your religion. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum huwa as-salah. Faman tarakaha faqad kafar. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, what's between us and them. Us as the Muslims and them as the non-Muslims. What's the difference between us and them is the salah. And then he says, whoever leaves the salah, faqad kafar, had become a disbeliever, a non-Muslim. Very clear in the statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In other hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is the salah. Whoever leaves the salah becomes a non-Muslim. So the salah is different from the rest of the actions, different from the rest of the rituals, different from the rest of the ibadat and worships. As the salah is so important, if you lose it, you lose your religion. You destroy it, you destroy your religion. You miss out on it, you miss out on your religion. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not mention the kufr, the disbelief on any action except the salah, except the prayer. And that's why the scholars agree that whoever disbelieves in the salah is a kafir. Whoever disbelieves in the salah is no doubt a kafir. But those who believe in the salah, those who believe in the salah, but don't pray because of laziness, don't pray because of negligence, don't pray because they are busy, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has another statement that's been mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jal had ordained 5 daily prayers during the day and night. Whoever fulfills their rights and prays them, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter the paradise. And whoever neglects them, Allah Azza wa Jal will either punish him or forgive him. And that's why the scholars use that statement that those who believe in the salah and neglect it are still Muslims, but they are disobedient Muslims. They are fusaq. The usad, the disobedient Muslims. And the scholars say that if a Muslim believes in the salah and does not pray and lives in an Islamic state, he will be given the opportunity to repent to Allah within 3 days so he could start praying. And if he doesn't, what happens? You know what's the penalty? Do you know what's the had? The had, the penalty, the prescribed punishment of those who believe in the salah and don't pray, and that's the majority of the Muslims, who they believe in the salah but don't pray. They tell you, look, I know I have to pray, but I don't pray. Because I'm busy, I don't have time, this, that, and all these different excuses. But at the end of the day, they still believe they should be praying. Their prescribed punishment in an Islamic state, in a Muslim country, is execution. Execution. Subhanallah, to be killed. Look how big the punishment is. Obviously, a big punishment like that, a huge punishment like that, would not be granted to something if something wasn't that big. We're talking about something great. The salah is so important. Because without salah, then what's the difference between you and a non-Muslim, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says? So the salah is very important in my life. As a Muslim, I must pray. As a Muslim, I must perform my salah. As a Muslim, I must perform 5 daily prayers. And I do ask you again, my brother and my sister that does not pray, why don't you pray? Why don't you perform your salah? When the salah is the most important thing to you in your life, when the salah is your religion, when the salah is the pillars of your religion, if you care about Islam, then the minimal thing that you should offer is the salah. You miss out on the salah, you miss out on Islam. You miss out on the salah, you miss out on a lot of things of this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, Allah Almighty, had sent His revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His commandments and His orders, and what Allah Azza wa Jal commands His servants to do, from Allah to Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the commandments that we have, from the Siyam, from the Zakat, from the Hajj, from this Haram, from this Halal, all came from Allah through Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that we have from the deen, all came from Allah through Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except one commandment, the salah. Except one order, the salah. It came direct from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one in between. The rest of the actions, the rest of the deeds, the rest of the worships, the rest of the halals, the rest of the harams, it all came from Allah through Jibril to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way to him. All the way to him from above the seven heavens. Allah Azza wa Jalla brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam the salah. Which shows us how important the salah is in a Muslim's life. That the rest of the actions were given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel, except the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it direct from him to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And when Allah Azza wa Jal gave the salah to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he gave the salah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 50 prayers during the day and night. 50 prayers during the day and night. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam took those 50 prayers and was coming back to us with 50 prayers. Look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50 prayers, and the Prophet took those 50 prayers and was coming back to us. He was coming back to this ummah with 50 prayers. But on the way, Musa alayhi salam stopped him and he said, "What did your Lord grant you?" He said, 50 prayers during the day and night. So Musa said, "Go back to your Lord, your nation can't handle 50 prayers. They can't handle 50 prayers. Go and ask your Lord to reduce the number of those 50 prayers." So Musa alayhi salam encouraged and informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his experience that his nation cannot handle 50 prayers. And may Allah reward Musa. May Allah reward Musa alayhi salam. If it wasn't for him, we'll be with 50 prayers. And now we have 5 prayers, we can't even do them. Could you imagine if it was 50 prayers? 50 prayers. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam went back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah reduced 5 prayers. He went back to Musa. Musa told him, "How many prayers did your Lord reduce?" So Musa alayhi salam said, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah had taken away from me 5 prayers." So Musa alayhi salam told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Go back to your Lord and ask him to reduce more, as your nation cannot handle 45 prayers." And between Musa and Allah Azza wa Jal, every time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go back to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will reduce 5 prayers, and then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will go back to Musa, and Musa will still say to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Your nation cannot handle that number of prayers." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will go back to Allah, Allah will reduce 5 prayers, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go back to Musa, and Musa will tell the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Your nation cannot handle that number of prayers." And between Allah and Musa, and Musa and Allah, until it was 5 daily prayers. And yet, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back with 5 prayers, Musa told the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Go back to your Lord, your nation cannot handle 5 prayers." But then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "I am too embarrassed. I am too embarrassed to go back to Allah." He reduced 45 out of 50. 45 out of 50, 90%. That's 90% taken away. Where do you ever get 90% discount? The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, as a rahmah, mercy from Allah, mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, took away 90% of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had originally ordained unto us. So Musa told the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, "Go back to your Lord, as your nation cannot handle 5 prayers." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I am too shy to go back to Allah." So Allah Azza wa Jalla will call upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, "Oh Muhammad, it is 5 daily prayers during the day and night, but it is 50 prayers in reward." It is 50 prayers in reward. For each prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 rewards. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, for each hasana is 10 hasanat. So my brother and my sister who does not pray, Allah Azza wa Jal had reduced upon you from 50 prayers to 5 prayers, and yet you do not pray, and yet you don't even have that time to pray. Why don't you pray? What excuse do you have that you don't pray? You're busy. Busy for what? Busy for what? You are busy to pray 5 prayers to Allah Azza wa Jal, in which each prayer would not even take you 10 minutes. You are busy to give Allah 10 minutes, and you're not busy to give 10 hours and 20 hours and hundreds of hours to this dunya. You are busy to give Allah Azza wa Jal an hour or two a day, and you're not busy to give the dollar hours and hours and hours. You are busy to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one or two hours to pray to Him, stand in front of Him, glorify Him, thank Him for what He had given you. And you're not busy to hang out with the creation of Allah for hours and hours. You'll sit on TV for 2 and 3 hours, and those 2-3 hours will go so quick in your life that you wish that you could see another and watch another 2-3 hours of a movie or any episode on TV. You find it so easy to watch a movie or two for 2-3 hours, and you find it very hard to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal for half an hour a day. You find it so easy to play any football game or any soccer game or any games in this dunya. You find it so easy to spend 1 or 2 or 3 hours, and you find it hard to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal for half an hour. You find it so easy to hang out with your friends for hours and hours, if not the whole night and the whole day, and you find it very hard to stand in front of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him for half an hour. So why don't you pray? Too busy? Or you're too lazy? You're too lazy to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you're not lazy for anything else in this world? You are lazy for your Lord, and you're not lazy for anything else in this dunya? You are lazy for the one that gave you health, and you are lazy for the one that sustained you, and you are lazy for the one that gave you life, and you are lazy for the one that's given you and given you and given you. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count how many of the favors of Allah upon you, you'll never ever reach a number. You are too busy for the one that gave you all this, and you're not busy for anything else. So why don't you pray? What's stopping you from praying? I do wonder and ask, what's stopping you from praying? What's holding you back? What's holding you back to enter the paradise? What's holding you back to perform 5 daily prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's holding you back? What's holding you back to forgive your sins? What's holding you back to wipe your sins? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the example of those who pray 5 daily prayers is the example of that one who lives next to a river, washes himself 5 times a day. Someone who has a shower 5 times a day. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, would you ever find any marks of stains, any dirt on them? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam will ask that to his Sahaba, and the Sahaba will say, oh, Messenger of Allah, no. Someone who has a shower 5 times a day, to watch someone having a shower 5 times a day is crazy. But even having 1 shower a day, it's enough to keep you clean. Could you imagine if you have 5 times, if you have shower 5 times, the Prophet ﷺ says, if someone washes himself from a river 5 times a day, would any dirt or stay on him? So they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, no. So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, this is the example of those who pray 5 times a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped their sins away. This is the example of those who perform 5 prayers a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe their sins away, like the one who has a shower 5 times a day, does not have any dirt. The example of those who pray 5 times to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have no dirt. So my brother and my sister, why don't you pray? And I still ask that question. I wonder, why don't you pray? Do you find it too much to give to Allah Azza wa Jal 5 daily prayers? Well, Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't see it much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not see it too much that He gave you life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't see it too much that He gave you wealth. And Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't see it too much that He gave you kids. And Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't see it too much that He gave you this world. And you find it too much to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 daily prayers? What's stopping you? I want to know what's stopping you. What's holding you back? Laziness? Why is it when it comes to your salah, you're lazy? Why when it comes to anything else, you're not lazy? Why when it comes to praying to Allah Azza wa Jal, you become so lazy that you can't even get up, or you can't even stand up or get up from the chair? But when it comes to other things, mashallah, you're so active. Mashallah, you become so active when it comes to everything else, even whatever harms yourself. But when it comes to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're lazy? You're lazy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay, you're lazy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what are you going to tell Allah when you stand in front of Him in the hereafter? When Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you, did you pray? What are you going to say to Him? Oh Allah, I didn't pray. Why? Because I was lazy? I was lazy, Ya Allah. I was lazy, Ya Allah. Do you think that's an acceptable answer? Can you see that as an acceptable answer to stand in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, I was lazy? Or maybe, oh Allah, the reason I didn't pray is because I didn't have time. I was busy. I was busy, Ya Allah, that I didn't have time to pray. And that's why I didn't pray. Can you find that as an acceptable answer? Do you think Allah Azza wa Jalla accept the answer from you? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem about those who are in the hellfire, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. People will ask him and say, what made you enter the hellfire? So the first thing they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ نَالْمُصَلِّينَ. We went from those who used to pray. We went from those who used to pray. So one of the major reasons that led people to enter the hellfire is the salah. It's the salah. And that's why my brother and my sister, look at your state. Look at you, the condition of the salah in your life. If the salah is proper in your life, then know that you are from those that inshallah will enter the paradise. But if your salah is improper, if your salah is incorrect, if you don't pray, well, what reason do you have to enter the paradise? What reason do you have to enter the paradise? It's either hellfire or paradise. And it's clear by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement, it's your salah is your first step into the paradise. No salah, no paradise. No salah, hellfire. Is that where you want to end up in? Is that what you're working hard for? You work so hard to end up in the hellfire, do you think it's worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it that you live your life and then at the end of the day you enter the hellfire just because you were too lazy to pray 5 daily prayers to Allah? You were too busy to pray 5 daily prayers to Allah? You couldn't bother to pray 5 daily prayers to Allah? You didn't have the time to pray 5 daily prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is everything else so easy in our life? Only when it comes to praying. Everything else is so easy in our life. Going to the gym, carrying weights, playing football, doing this, doing that, running here, running there, it's all easy. When it comes to the salah, you become so lazy. You become so ill. You become so sick. You become so tired. You become so busy. Subhanallah, everything else is easy for you, but when it comes to the salah, it becomes so hard. Why? Why is everything else easy for you? Why is everything else is so easy for you in your life, but when it comes to the salah, it's so hard? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that my eye was delighted with the salah. In the hadith when he says, the only thing I love from this dunya is 2 things. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam only loved 2 things from this dunya, perfume and women. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam then says, وَجُعْلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي السَّلَامِ. My eyes, my heart was delighted with the salah. In other words, that the most beautiful thing for me in this life is the salah. The most beautiful moment for me is when I stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why shouldn't that be a beautiful moment for you when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's the most beautiful moment. People these days, when they meet someone with status, they meet a famous actor, they meet a famous singer. To them, that moment they met this person, to them it's an unforgettable moment. It's a moment they will never forget. Why? Because it's to them a moment that met someone with a high status. Is there any better moment than the moment when you stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of this universe. Why shouldn't that be a moment for you that you look forward to? You should be running. That moment that when it's time for the salah, it's a moment that you should be looking forward to. I'm be standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is there anyone better than Allah? Is there anyone greater than Allah Azza wa Jal? And Allah's given me the opportunity to stand in front of Him 5 times a day. Which king or queen? Which leader? Which prince or princess gives you the opportunity to see Him once in their lifetime? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of the kings, the Lord of the universe, gives you the chance to stand in front of it many times during the day and night. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Him. And over all this, and you still don't pray. Over all this, you don't even have the time to pray. Over all this, you're too busy to pray. Over all this, you're too occupied to pray. Over all this, you can't even be bothered to pray. You neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls you to come to Him. And you say, I'm busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites you to pray to Him 5 times a day. And you say, I'm too busy. I can't be bothered. I'm too lazy. I don't know why. And when someone else calls you, you run to them. When someone else calls you, such a boss calls you on the phone, tells you, I want you to come right now. You leave everything, whether it's your family, your kids, your house, your friends, and you run straight to them. When you receive a letter from anyone with a high status, you run to them. When Allah calls you to pray to Him 5 times a day, you don't even have that time. You can't be bothered or you're lazy. So once again, I do say, why don't you pray? Why don't you pray? Why do you neglect the prayers? Why do you turn your back away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened His arms to you to come to Him? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened his hands to you, when Allah azza wa jalla had opened his hands to you to come to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah had opened his hands for you to come to him any time during the day and night to ask him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala welcomes you to come to him at any moment and any time during the day and night, and you neglect Allah, you forget Allah, you don't have time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I do ask that question again. And I want you to ask yourself, why don't you pray? Why don't you pray? What's stopping you from the prayer? What's holding you back? Well, there's something got to be done. And what you have to do is from now, if you don't pray, you must start praying. You must start praying. You must get up for the salah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon the salah, hayya ala salah. When the mu'adhin calls, hayya ala salah, come to the prayer, you get up for the salah. Allah is calling salah. It is time for fajr, I get up for fajr. It is time for dhuhr, I get up for dhuhr. It is time for asr, I get up for asr. It is time for maghrib, I get up for maghrib. It is time for the isha, I get up for isha. It is time for the salah, I leave everything for the salah. It is the time for me to stand in front of Allah. It is that time where I meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses me. It is that time where I have that moment to stand in front of my Lord. I should leave everything. This is my priority. This is my life. I live for this. This is my whole life revolves around the salah. What's life without salah? A companion came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him, O Messenger of Allah, is there salah in the paradise? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. No salah in the paradise. So the companion started to weep and cry. How could life be entertaining and happy in the paradise when there's no salah? This is their hearts, this is their minds. And the reality is, how could you live without salah? I can't believe that you have not prayed for many years. I can't believe you, brother or sister, that have not prayed for many years, that you have not prayed. You've been missing out on the salah for this number of years, for a year or two or 10 or 20 or 30 years. You have not prayed. How could you live? What's life without salah? Where have you been all this time? Have you been missing out on the salah? Have you been missing out on that moment to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are you? Why are you missing out? Do not miss out. But make up what you could make up from now. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and start the salah. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, remember, your key to enter the paradise is the salah. You don't have salah, you don't have a key. You don't have salah, you do not have a key. You lost your salah, you lost your key. You miss out on the salah, you miss out on your key to enter the paradise. That's why my brother and my sister, if you do not pray, start praying. If you do not pray, start praying. And don't start from tomorrow, but start from now. Start from now, take opportunity from now that you start praying. You start praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you start praying 5 times a day and you never miss out on those prayers. Because you probably missed out on a lot and then miss out on a lot more. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah, the salah, the salah. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his final words before he passed away from this dunya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as-salah, as-salah, take care of the salah, 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 take care of the salah. Protect the salah, as the salah is your protection in this world and the hereafter. Take care of the salah, as the salah will take care of you in this dunya and the hereafter. Be with the salah, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jal will ask you, and the first thing that will ask you is about your salah. So do you pray or not? And if you're not praying, are you going to start praying? Are you going to start praying? And then say, I'm going to start praying tomorrow. But I'm going to start praying from today because I missed out on a lot. And what makes me know? Maybe today I'll start praying and tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me away from this dunya. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping me alive just to perform one prayer to Him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me away from this dunya. So my brother and my sister that does not pray, start praying. Do not delay. You've delayed a lot. You've missed out on a lot. So then miss out on more. You've missed out on a lot of prayers. Then miss out on more. Make up for these prayers and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah, the prayer, as-salah, it is your religion. It is the pillars of your religion. It is the foundation of your religion. So don't miss out on it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. And I ask Allah azza wa jal to accept from us and to make us from those who are committed and steadfast on the salah, never miss out on the salah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide every single Muslim and Muslimah to the salah. I ask Allah azza wa jal to give them the opportunity to turn back to his deen, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to the salah, for them to perform the salah. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. If there's any question, inshallah, ask. And those who are leaving, don't forget to take your pamphlet for Sydney Islamic College. Sydney Islamic College, inshallah, starting enrollments next week. It's fiqh, usul fiqh, mustalah, hadith, all details in Islamic studies. Yes, you have to make up for the salah. If I missed out on salah, I missed out the last 10 years on the salah, I have to make up for the salah. And I don't have to make up 10 years in one day or 10 years in 1 month. I'll start praying. And the best thing is, after every fard prayer, pray another fard for the next 10 years or for the next 20 years. And if you die before then, at least you've initiated something. Now, any other question, inshallah? Any questions from the brothers? Yes, Sakhi. Is it fard to pray in the mosque? Can you pray in jama'ah? Okay, praying jama'ah and praying at the mosque is not fard, it's recommended. What's fard is to pray. Okay, but it's fard kifayah. Jama'ah is fard kifayah, which means that if there's a community, the community must have jama'ah. If the jama'ah, if community doesn't have jama'ah, then the whole community is sinful. So it's called fard kifayah. Finish your tahiyyat and give salam. Any other question? Inshallah? No. Okay. So you're reading the Fatiha behind the Sheikh, and you haven't finished, and then the Sheikh made ruku', you follow the Sheikh. You always follow the Sheikh. See, all this in details, if you really want to get into details, you could go into Sydney Islamic College, and you start from A to Z. Now, all of the young ones have more courage than the old ones. Yes? Okay, what's the imam praying? Isha? Witr. You pray witr behind them and continue one more rak'ah as Isha. Yeah, and continue, yeah. Okay, well, it's a good question. You know, the imam is praying three witr, and I want to pray Isha. So he's going to finish three, and I need to continue one. Can I do that? Yes, you can. You could pray behind the imam. If the imam's praying dhuhr, you could pray behind him asr. And if he's praying Asr, he could pray behind him Dhuhr. Yeah, but preferably when it comes to witr and the number of rak'at, if they don't match, the scholars prefer it that he don't pray behind him. But it's still acceptable. Anyway, Jazakum Allah khair. Okay. Look, there is a hadith about that. That in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he after will bring the salawat that you've prayed, and then they'll be short. So Allah Azza wa Jalla bring from the sunnah, salah, and put them in a weight of scale. But if I missed out on salah, I have to make them up. Yani khalas. After every fard, I pray another fard. I pray two fajr, then I pray another two fajr after it. I pray four dhuhr, another four dhuhr after it. For the rest of hada, that's someone who's a Muslim. But a new Muslim doesn't have to repeat them. Okay? Yani khalas, inshallah. So we'll close it, inshallah. And if you have any questions, speak to me after this. Subhanak Allah, Muhammad. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
To listen to or download more Islamic lectures, please visit www.islamicmedia.com.au.